Ladies and gentlemen, 5 years ago, a man living in Moscow, Idaho, made a statement that startled the whole world. Came out with the news of an amazing discovery, an amazing philosophy. It was so revolutionary that, at first, people were staggered by it. Then the illuminating truth of it burst upon them. In the course of 1 year, that discovery, coming from a little city up in Idaho, was being discussed in every civilized country on the globe, was securing thousands and tens of thousands of followers, was changing people's entire lives from unhappiness and failure to happiness and success. The man who made this discovery, who evolved this new philosophy, is Dr. Frank B. Robinson. And in just a few moments, you will hear his voice. Hear him give transcribed flashes of truth that will be a revelation to you. First, however, your guide will take you to Dr. Robinson's home. Travel with us to the source of a new peace, to a haven in Moscow, Idaho.
Now in Moscow, Idaho. The journey has not seemed long, despite our anticipating. Can we who come carrying nothing but doubt and fear and pain find at last peace and comfort? There, high on that hill, is the home of Dr. Frank B. Robinson. It stands as a symbol of what we seek. With windows flung wide and its open door, this home seems to beckon us on into a new hope. Do you hear that music? The very power of its tone sends forth a hymn of thanksgiving. There sits Dr. Robinson at the console of his magnificent organ. Somehow, courage is reflected from every sunlit corner in this home. Dr. Robinson, we have come to you that you may light our darkened way. Tell us how to see that light, Doctor, how to understand and discover miracles. What are miracles?
There are no such things as miracles. What we call miracles are nothing but the God law in actual operation.
The God law?
I can explain that best by reading you a letter from a student of Psychiana who lives in Granby, Connecticut. An excerpt from his letter states, "Dear Doctor, health is what I want the most, all other things being secondary and to be had later. Once I have regained my strength, I am certain I shall step out to success."
And you say that it will not take a miracle to help this man regain his health so that he can step out to success.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you not think that the power which brought life to this earth in the first place, and which moment by moment sustains it, cannot sustain that life in perfect physical health? Why should it take a miracle to do that? A miracle is something that reverses the natural processes.
Of course, that is true, isn't it?
Now, as a matter of fact, the invisible life impulse which manifests in your physical body is the same life as God. But don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that your physical body is God. But I do mean that the invisible life impulse which gives you the power to think, to work, to eat, or to exist, that invisible life is God.
Then if that is a fact, all the wisdom and intelligent power of the God realm is at our disposal here and now.
Exactly. Here and now. And because the motivating spirit in your material body is the life of God.
Once that fact is realized thoroughly, I can understand how it happens that you receive so many thousands of letters from thankful persons, Doctor.
Thousands of letters and telegrams, radiograms, call for help, come to me from all over the world. Here's an example of what transpires. You see this wire?
Yes.
Well, read it.
The power of the God law has worked. May God bless you.
Now, in this particular case, a mother had a request. I assured this good mother that the God law could and would respond to her request. And it did. Now, here's a letter from a friend who writes as follows. "Dear Dr. Robinson, I feel so grateful to you. I'm improving in every way. I'm looking better, feeling better, and actually am better. I get up in the morning after having had a wonderful night, a good sound sleep, and I have a flush on my cheeks, and I carry it with me through the entire day. I can't tell you what thrilling experiences have come to me through my knowledge at last of the power of the God law.
I notice another letter on your desk here, Doctor. A man who says, I want you to know that I have regained my health so that I feel 20 years younger.
Yes, that man lives in Cordell, Oklahoma. He and his wife have written to me many times that they are at last on the road to health and happiness. But I don't want you to get the impression that Psyche Anna is any divine healing movement. It is nothing of the sort. You see, when these letters telling of such amazing results first began to come to me, inside of 30 days from the date on which I first released this teaching, I was very much surprised at the number of persons stating that their health had been restored.
Well, how do you explain that?
I can only explain it by virtue of the fact that this must be only one of the many phases of the operations of the God law.
But Dr. Robinson, when one is really ill...
Then get the best medical advice you can and follow it. Do that because the knowledge of medicine itself comes from the invisible realm of the Spirit of God. If the remedy for an illness already exists, how foolish you would be to expect the God law to do something it has already done.
In other words, you refer, for instance, to the antitoxins that are now available.
Precisely. The men who discovered the various antitoxins that today exist received their knowledge from the power of the great God law. There can be no question at all about that. All knowledge in its final analysis comes from the power of the great creative life spirit, which is God.
And that would apply in the realm of engineering and science as well as medicine, I suppose.
Right. In other words, the power of the God law provided through the illumined mind of some medical man the fact that diphtheria could be cured by the application of an antitoxin. Now, every discovery, whether it be in the field of science or medicine or any other field, comes directly from this great source of all intelligence, which is God.
If, however, cases exist which medical science does not understand or which they admit they cannot handle.
Yes, well, then you can go direct to the realm of the God law itself and from there secure whatever you so much desire. But you would be making all kinds of a mistake to expect God to manifest the healing in you if he had already opened up the way and placed the remedy at your disposal through competent, qualified medical practitioners.
And I suppose there are many cases, Dr. Robinson, where it is not the body which is broken, but the spirit.
Well, I've had many letters telling me of cases like that. One woman wrote to me that her surgeon told her her spirit was broken, and that was the one reason why she was suffering physical disability.
Well, how would you explain that, one's spirit being broken?
Well, I say that cannot happen. When you talk about one's spirit being broken, you're talking about the life impulse, the spirit of the great God law. And, of course, that cannot be broken, can it?
No.
All right. Now, look at it this way. Man is a combination of the physical body with the life spirit, which is God. This life spirit, which is God, first brought life to this planet.
Well, does that include all life?
Yes, all life, both plant, animal, and human. As humans, you and I and the rest of the world, moment by moment, derive our invisible life from the great source of all life, which is God. Or, as I call it, the life spirit.
I see.
All right. Now, it is the recognition of this fact which puts at our disposal all the power of the God realm. But never forget that the motivating impulse of your human body cannot die. It can never be broken.
Then what does happen in cases like this?
Well, what happens is just simply this. A sense of fear so completely dominates you, so completely permeates your entire life, that the present existence of the power of the great God law is absolutely forgotten.
Then that's what happens when one doesn't know that a dynamic spiritual power does really exist here and now.
Yes, let me illustrate that fact, please. You go into a room which is absolutely dark. It has no windows. It is what you call pitch black. Now, you couldn't shovel out that darkness, of course, could you?
No.
You couldn't because, as a matter of fact, darkness does not exist. Darkness is only the absence of light. Well then, fear too is only the absence of the knowledge of the present existence of the living God law.
And of course, without fear, all obstacles can be overcome, no matter how great. All problems can be solved, conquered, or removed.
Truer words were never spoken.
Dr. Robinson, you have given us a message of power today, a new meaning for the understanding of God. As we go our way, Would you please play one song to make this day completely full?
Yes, that request is gladly granted. I often sit here alone, playing my pipe organ. The power of its melody brings me closer to every one of my students. I feel their faith, and it spurs me on with an eagerness to reach every traveler on the troubled pathway of life.
Let your songs pour out in gladness, then, reaching with a glorious voice all who seek the truth. And as you play, I'm going to read your personal message, your words addressed to all earnest seekers of the truth. Whoever you are, whatever you want to become, Dr. Robinson has this message for you. He wants you to know that no matter how rocky and jagged the road you traverse, no matter how stormy the sea of your life, there is a power near you now, a divine power you may draw upon for life's spirit and sustenance, for material and spiritual fulfillment. You can discover this power if you will write to Dr. Robinson at Moscow, Idaho, for his free 6,000-word digest, pages filled with vivid realities and the story of Psychiana. At no cost to you, a 6,000-word digest will be mailed along with a picture of Dr. Robinson in person as he sits here at the console of his own magnificent organ. Now, in the words of Dr. Robinson, may the spirit of eternal peace and power abide with you forever.
The key to a richer life is in your hands. Take it and unlock the door to all the happiness you can use. Unlock the door by simply sending a postcard to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, or to the station which brings you this message of hope and encouragement. You will receive immediately a handsome photograph of Dr. Robinson and the 6,000-word digest, which describes the very first revelation of the power of Psychiana. These will be sent at no cost to you if you write today to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, spelled M-O-S-C-O-W, or in care of this station.